We have done it, folks. We have hit episode 50 of Lex and Stacy's Threesome Podcast.
Woo, woo.
How about that?
Look at us go.
And the birds go wild. You can actually hear them in the background.
You've got a little Woody going on, don't you? A little chubster.
For birds? No. Why the fuck would I have a chubster for birds?
No, for episode 50.
Oh, for 50?
It's that momentous. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm always chubby when I get to do this.
Me too.
Yeah. So, yes, of course, don't ask such stupid questions.
Is it just kind of flaccid or more like fully engorged?
I'm pushing the cabinet up right now. Come on. I'm doing dick ups. I got my hands behind my head and it's just going. Poof, 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 poof.
Lex's penis can dance.
It's powerful.
Yes. Behold the power. The sheer masculinity.
That's right. It's like a fire hose.
I think it's time to check out your penis's Twitter account. We've kind of forgotten about that. That's still out there somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, but it does for me.
Yeah, well, help yourself then.
That would be Lex's penis at Twitter.
Glad to see that makes you so happy.
Yes.
Do you realize with my media?
Thrills me.
You realize with my media power what I could do to you?
Oh, what could you do to me, Lex?
Nothing to you personally, but Stacy's cunt would be
a huge hit.
Yeah.
It would just be sucking up the followers.
And everything you say echoes.
There you go.
I'm so glad those panties got off of me. Yee, 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 yee. They were suffocating me. Yee, yee. All right, so anyway, enough of this. I got some good news for you.
Oh, I'm at the edge of my chair.
I know you love X-Files.
I do.
I love X-Files. And
you do.
David Duchovny, most importantly, loves X-Files.
That is such a good thing, too.
Yeah, they, of course, are doing 6 episodes. Coming up on Fox next year. All the original actors, including Smoking Guy.
And Skinner.
Skinner, mm-hmm. Mitch Pileggi, who is a douchebag on Dallas right now, on the show Dallas. He kind of plays kind of a Southern dude, kind of a Texas Southern dude on there. It's going to be weird to see him back as, you know, the
Skinner.
Kind of the dicky Walter Skinner. Yeah, Smoking Man's on there.
I wonder if Krychek will be on there too.
I don't know. Chris Carter back doing the original writing with Glenn Morgan and James Wong. However, Vince Gilligan will not be involved. He, of course, is the mastermind behind Breaking Bad. James Wong was part of the writing on Breaking Bad too. So this is this is some superior writers involved here. This is going to be good. This is going to be really good stuff. David Duchovny says he's open to doing a second season of the X-Files reboot. He says he's been very excited, so much so that the first page of the script literally made him cry. He was so excited about it.
He's so sensitive, too.
He said the script had nothing to do with making him cry. It was just the fact that seeing all the names on there, Mulder, Scully, you know, Skinner, all that stuff, just brought back a lot of great memories to him. And he's very excited about not only doing this season, but if all goes well, some more.
Which is interesting because he left the show before it was over. So, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, that was, if I remember correctly, a money dispute.
But still, if he loved the show so much, you know, Gordie Howe made much less than he could have been making, but he loved playing hockey, so he never asked for a raise.
You mean the worst businessman in hockey?
Yes, but hey, he played the game because he loved it. If he wanted to, he could have gone out there and gotten someone to be a financial shark for him, but he didn't. He played because he wanted to.
Yeah, but he would have gotten to play anyway.
Point is, he did it.
No, the point is, he's an idiot.
David Duchovny, if he cared about the X-Files that much, I think could have, you know, survived on what he was making. I think he would have been just fine.
Yeah. From what I understand, he wasn't the only one unhappy with the money situation. Remember, this was Fox in the incumbency stages. Not a lot of money going around. Big names such as Vince Gilligan and Chris Carter and all that weren't big names then. They are now. Probably thanks to the X-Files. Same with Duchovny. Same with Gillian Anderson. Same with all of them.
Right. But he was the only one who left.
And even though the show had incredible, but the others saw the writing on the wall. Even though the show had amazing critical acclaim, ratings-wise, wasn't a huge blockbuster.
Because they kept fucking with it. You know, it was great on Friday night. Then you had to get adjusted to it being on Sunday night. And honestly, the period in my life in which it was on, which was, you know, before DVRs and stuff, if I wasn't home, I just didn't see it. And then kind of the same thing when it was on Friday night. It was just like,
that show,
when you're in your 20s, you don't stay home to watch a TV show.
That show, to me, was made for Friday night.
Yes.
I mean, it just was. It was definitely that type of show. I would stay home on Friday night to watch that if it was on a Friday night. No problem.
It was on at that time. I was working at a radio station in Bay City, Michigan, and I was doing overnight. So I didn't have to be in until midnight, 11 o'clock midnight. So I would watch the X-Files and go in. And I remember Toombs, the liver-eating guy. That episode scared the ever-loving shit out of me because I'm a pussy. And then I had to go in and sit alone in that studio all night. And I just sat there and stared up at the air vents and watched all the little screws on the air vents to make sure none of them were turning. True story. I'm such a puss. That scared me, though. God.
I think my favorite episode was the nuclear monster, the Chernobyl monster.
Was that the white thing that lived in the water, sewer, with the mouth, like the sucker mouth?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, come on, the family, the inbred family. I got my boys. Because when they showed it to the very beginning of that episode, and those kids are playing like baseball, you know, like out in a lot kind of thing, and it had just rained, I don't know, and they like squished at home plate and looked down, and oh my God, it's a little infant hand coming up. And I knew right then this was not going to be right, because you don't normally show dead babies on network TV. And then that episode just got spectacularly worse.
Yeah.
It was banned from syndication.
Yeah. It's
for
such
a long time.
It's such a great show.
Yes.
And it had such a great vibe to it.
And it wasn't afraid to be funny either. You know, there would be the little humorous episodes that they'd throw in like every season, you know, where it was just fun. They got to be a little bit different, but you know, they're funny. They no, were funny
you,
people.
If you watch Breaking Bad, it's like the meth version of X-Files. It's the same thing. You know, a lot of serious shit going on, but there's also the quirky stuff like that. You know, just beautifully mixed in. You know, in the
Scully
landscape.
Scully was doing an autopsy, and she had just, like, withdrawn stomach contents. And she's smelling them because, you know, she can do that. She's a professional to see what the person had eaten. And then she stops and goes, I think I want pizza. You know, just awesome stuff because she was just hot, too.
And the sexual tension between the two of them was just constantly there, but... No touching each other or no romance, just there. You know what I mean?
And see, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, that was the thing. Everyone who outside of the awesome, weird, paranormal stuff that was going on and the conspiracy theories, everyone was caught up in the whole relationship thing. And so when that second movie came out and... it was all learned that they had been married for 10 years or whatever it was. Sorry, spoiler alert. I was so pissed. I felt so cheated. I couldn't believe they decided to just skip over that the whole romance thing.
No,
and
I'm
so
glad,
I'm hoping.
I'm glad they did. I'm really glad they did.
Why?
Because it's not necessary to know the semantics of that relationship. All I need to see is the chemistry. And I'm good because they did a great job of making you realize there are feelings for each other, but it didn't muddle the story. It never muddled the episodes. It never got in the way, but you knew it was there.
See, that's what I'm partly wondering if these six episodes or whatever that's coming up, if they're going to be like the bridge between the two movies or the end of the series and the movie. And they maybe will finally give people what they wanted by doing the whole relationship thing.
Yeah, I am going to purposely, I don't know if they're on TV anywhere, like on iTunes or Netflix or anything like that. But I'm going to try and go back and find them and get caught up to speed.
The movie or the movies or episodes?
The episodes and the movies.
Episodes are all on Netflix.
They are? Okay.
Yeah, all 9 seasons. I don't know about the movies.
Wow, there were 9 seasons.
Yes.
My goodness. Yeah, I'm so
good. But see, the last two was like, what's his face? Jason Patrick, whatever his name is. I can never remember. The Terminator guy.
Yeah.
And it was like, eh. Eh.
Have you seen this, boy? He's on a show called Scorpion now.
Uh-huh.
And he's so funny. They were interviewing him. He goes, it's so cool to have a great part on this show and not be known just for, have you seen this boy?
Have you seen the trailers for the next upcoming Terminator?
Yeah.
I
don't care.
I'm kind of intrigued by it. Really?
I don't care. No, I Terminator's one of those things where the first movie was good enough for me. I love the cast in that movie. Michael Biehn was so good in that movie.
I cried the first time I ever saw that movie. I cried so hard when he died.
Yeah. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pain or pity or remorse. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
And it wouldn't stop. I remember, yeah. You know, as a kid watching that, and it's like, it's just his hand, and it's still coming at him, and it's like, why won't you die? Oh, it was very traumatic. Because I'm a pussy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever. And it's like, it's so cool, like, you know, Bill Paxton's like one of the, one of the, you know, speed heads at the beginning.
Right.
Wash day tomorrow, nothing clean. Wash day tomorrow, nothing clean.
Oh, that scene in the bathroom, though, where he's trying to fix his face up some.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, 1984, yeah. Before CGI. That uh-huh. looks awful.
Yeah, but great for then, you know?
Yes.
But I love that movie. That is a solid top five of all time movie for me.
I really liked the second one, too. I did a lot. I thought there were just a couple scenes, like when Sarah Connor got let out, you know, she escaped. And so she's in the hospital running around and she comes around a corner and Arnold's standing there and she falls backwards and starts backpedaling in slow motion. It was like, yeah, that's one scared bitch right there. Uh-huh. And that scene's always really stuck with me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good, but it made me realize, oh, I could have stopped on the first one. You know, it's like at that moment I realized it's like trying to remake Psycho or something.
Which Hollywood's doing pretty much for everything.
Yeah. But I will hand it to A&E. Have you watched Bates Motel?
No. It's on Netflix. I should.
You really should. It's brilliant. The casting is brilliant. The, you know, Vera Farmiga, who plays the mother, is fucking amazing. And I don't know the kid's name, but whoever plays the fucking kid is brilliant. Hmm. He's so quirky, and so you got to watch it. It's so up your alley. It really is.
I will add that to my very long list.
Yeah.
Long, long list.
Speaking
of lists.
Yes.
Have you watched True Romance yet?
It's funny. We brought it up on the show the other day that you were bugging me to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing how many people on the show have not seen it.
Really?
Ian was the only one that's seen it. But the phones went nuts and backed you up and said, yeah, Alex, if you love Tarantino, you need to see it.
Yes.
Some people on Twitter said, yeah, it was okay, you know, for Tarantino standards, but.
Well, he didn't direct it. I think he just simply wrote it.
He wrote it, yeah.
But you can see Tarantino all over it. If you're a fan, you will totally know that this is him.
So.
And plus, you know, Patricia Arquette in that red dress as Alabama and her tits never fall out of the dress, but they are always right on the verge.
A threat.
It's actually amazing how they don't fall out of the dress.
She is she's a weird chick. She's so pretty sometimes, and other times she's so meh.
My husband loves her. She's one of him. I've never asked him specifically, but I think if he had like the five that, you know, yeah, he got a free pass with, I think she'd be included on that list.
Yeah, yeah. My five is all over the fucking place. Because my forever five, you know, is my five women in their prime are people like Grace Kelly and Natalie Wood. And Natalie Wood was so hot to me.
The only kind of wood that doesn't float.
Uh-huh. The great joke.
Too soon?
Never too soon. You know me. God, I've had the lecture so many times. Little soon, huh, Lex? Well, they gave it a couple minutes. What do you want?
I can honestly say I've never been offended by anything said too soon.
No.
But I will say also, I've never had anyone say anything like about someone I specifically knew, like a family member. But when it came to other events and things, I've never been bothered.
Yeah. I can't say I've mouthed off to somebody that had somebody in the mix there. That's true. But I almost fear the people more that aren't attached that take, you know, offense to it. The ones that will take it upon themselves to call the FCC or the radio station or whatever. Say, I was totally appalled by that. And it's like, you don't even fucking know them. It's like when you did the JFK Jr. story, you know? It's like, you don't fucking know JFK Jr. Shut the fuck up.
His body was literally still in the water.
Yeah. But it's like, that's the talk I had to have with David. It's like, you know, I said, remember, none of these people know the Kennedys, okay? They're just fucking losers that have nothing better to do than call us. That's not like they have a direct line to the fucking Kennedys, all right? Jesus Christ.
And for the record, a joke was not made, just an unfortunate incident. That was all.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Back to you, Lex.
Thank you, Stacey, for that professional piece of journalism. It's a great day. Just to fill you in, JFK was floating at the bottom of Cape Cod, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah. And while Stacey's...
Junior, by the way.
Yeah. And while Stacey's trying to read the story, I was just simulating a guy, dead body in water.
Now, understand, this wasn't me just reading the story. This was me actually breaking the news to Lex and Terry Land that they had found the plane. And yes, JFK Jr. was dead, as well as Lauren and the sister and who else. I don't know.
Yeah. And I did that, and Stacy started laughing. And Terry went over behind the board with Scott, and they're laughing, and I'm still sitting at the table with you. And, you know, just being as supportive as I possibly can.
There were several minutes of you hearing, because we were all painfully aware of the dead air that was happening, because everyone had turned their mics off.
Yeah.
And so there's just dead air, and someone would think that they had it together for a moment and pop a mic on because they're going to try to jump in and save this. And all you hear is laughter as soon as the mic comes on, and then the mic shuts back off again.
I mean, there's four people doubled over, you know, just completely doubled over, and Stacy's one
Terry
of them.
Terry and Scott were literally on the floor hugging each other under the board. Yeah. Lex and I are just staring at each other at the table.
Yeah. And she's just waiting for me to fuck with her some more. And she gets...
Well, you kept popping the mic on and go, are you going to continue? And then shut the mic off.
Yeah. Well, no, I'd shut it off and go, thank you, Stacey, for that amazingly professional report. That's awesome.
It was the longest, loneliest, saddest, funniest few minutes of my life.
And you got yelled at, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Kind of the old, we expect better out of you as our news person yell. Was that what that was?
It wasn't even that. It was, do you know how many fucking phone calls Diva's taking right now? That kind of talk.
Yeah. Isn't that what she's paid to do? Was my,
I don't think she was paid to get sworn at.
Was my response. Isn't she paid to go through a few bad days like this? Otherwise, her job's pretty fucking awesome, don't you think? And she is so cool about it. She got there. She go, you make me busy today, baby. It's like, I know, but you look so...
Diva.
You look so pretty doing it. Like, oh, you need to stop. I have a husband. It's like, yeah, so.
Greatest diva moment that I ever experienced was one of the times Kurt had come in with a full-grown tiger.
Mm-hmm. And?
Apparently, she did not see him come in with the tiger. He had it on a leash, you know. And he had walked back out of the studio with the tiger and had walked up to the front desk to talk to her. And Mr. Tiger Man decided to jump up on his hind legs and put his front paws on the desk to say hi to Diva. And she shrieked so loud. And I think broke speed records getting out of that room. She had no idea that a 600-pound tiger was with him.
Yeah, I remember being in the studio with that 600-pound tiger and thinking to myself, what is stopping this thing from just wreaking havoc?
See, I was thinking this, not that, but I was sitting there staring at the door going, the door opens in.
Yeah.
So if I need to, I need to remember to pull on the door and not push on it before it disembowels me.
He's like in there, and he, you know, he had just had his morning meal and everything, so he was making like post meal, like, wow.
Let's put it this way: this tiger was so big that little pink triangle on its nose that kitties have, that little bear spot, was the size of the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
And I had to step over it to get out of there to go get news. And all I'm thinking is, please don't step on its tail. Please don't step on its tail. Please, please, please don't.
Yeah, every once in a while, it's just making that. Like, it's like, okay, let's just do the interview and get him the fuck out of here. And Terry's like, no, he can stay as long as he wants. I'm like, you're fucking stupid.
The tiger babies, the cubs, were great. I loved them.
He's like, no, he's awesome. Man. I'm like, dude, every second we're in here that we're alive is a blessing.
It can smell the blood coursing through our jugulars.
Yes.
It can hear our hearts beating. It's like a vampire, but bigger.
It's a death machine.
Yes, and a furry one.
And we're the six stupid fucking elks in the room.
In a little tiny room.
Yeah.
With a door that opens in.
I mean, he's going to kill three of us by shaking one of us.
Yes. Grabbing by the neck and just shaking like a rag doll.
That's all I was picturing was one of us in his mouth just going back and forth and getting kicked in the head by whoever poor bastard that was.
Lexa gets Terry's shoe to the groin.
It's like, damn it. Yeah, but then there is the one glorious thought of getting to see something like that up close.
Think of all the press we'll get.
Yeah. I mean,
and honestly, the way it was sitting and everything, it would have feasibly gotten Terry first.
Yes.
So there was that.
Especially if it's anything like the horror movies where the guy's like, "Wow, come on, man, it's beautiful up here at the lake," and then Jason kills him, you know?
And I'm pretty sure I could have mustered the strength to throw a chair through the window.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I could have mustered the strength to throw you through the window.
I would have been clawing at your back, climbing over you as you were,
it's
you
like,
know.
Please tell me that's you and not that cat clawing me.
Like, shut up, old man, move. It's got Terry, run.
Well, he does? Oh, wait, I want to see this.
That was before cameras were on phones, damn it.
I know. Give me your phone. Anyway, good times. But I don't know how we got from the X-Files to tigers, but
I know.
I never know how we get to where we are. It's the weirdest damn thing.
I know. It's a long, strange trip we're on.
Yeah. So, very excited. The X-Files coming back. And I definitely am going to go watch some episodes. to get caught up.
Yes. Because it's a lot of time, trust me. Because I never, when it was on, I had watched steadily, basically up until Mulder left. And that would be the 8th and 9th season. And I just went through back within the last year, I'm going to say a year and a half, and put in the time and watched show after show after show in order up until the 8th season. And then I stopped. So I basically have seen twice everything that I'd already seen. But it's the 8th and 9th season that I just need to suck up and go with.
Yeah.
And get over.
Get past it.
Yes.
Real quick, while we got a couple of minutes, remember the movie Point Break?
Yes.
With Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Well, they are doing a remake of that.
I'm just sick of Hollywood. At this point, people, check out like the crowd funding websites and give money to independent filmmakers
mm-hmm.
who are at least trying to put something original and different out there.
This movie is going to star Luke Bracey as Johnny Utah and Edgar Ramirez as Bodie.
Well, at least it's not one of the Hemsworths.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hopefully they're better actors than Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves were.
Oh, I can't think of the name. It was one of Keanu Reeves' most recent movies, and it's a guy's name. What is the name of it?
Oh, it's a great movie.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
John. I keep wanting to call him John Walk, but it's like.
And I want to say Jack Reacher, which I know is totally
that's Tom Cruise
move. Yeah.
But a
fantastic revenge movie.
No, that was
if you're having a bad day, come home and watch this movie, and it will make you feel better because he kicks some ass.
Yeah, he was great in that movie, and I'm not a big fan of his acting, but he actually, that movie fit him very well. John
Wick.
He doesn't
talk a lot. Yep, there you go.
John Wick
with Keanu Reeves. Don't be afraid because it's a Keanu Reeves movie. He doesn't say a lot, which helps. It's just pretty much nonstop action once the really shitty stuff at the beginning.
Yeah, and what they do to his dog. Oh.
Oh. I was like, no, no. Oh.
I told Lisa it's a great movie. She won't watch it because of the dog. And I'm like, well, what if we just get you past the dog scene? You know, and she's like, no.
Well, when John Leguizamo,
I never say his name,
like that, the Russian calls him and is like, why did you punch my son? He stole John Wick's car and killed his dog. And the guy just went, oh, and hung up the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, yes!
Yeah. Guy's like, thanks, son.
This is like a big, huge, giant, mafia, scary Russian guy, you know, like the head of a family. And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
What a little piece of shit.
Oh, I know. He got it. He deserved it.
And I love the Assassin's Hotel.
I know, with all the gold coins and
like
the currency and stuff.
Yeah.
I liked that too. I'd actually almost wish that there was like more movies that would kind of delve into like that storyline. You could have so many other things happen that aren't necessarily related to John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was very cool. But John Wick, definitely worth seeing. And we're looking forward to the X-Files. That pretty much wraps up today's podcast. Stacy, great job.
You too, Lex.
Number 50 in the books.
Woohoo. Yeah. We rock. We rock. Yeah. That was my 50 dance.
You sounded 50. All right, so.
Thanks.
So,
wow.
So with that. Wow. Killed a fly with a hammer, did you, Lex? With that, we are done with today's podcast. We'll see you for number 51 next time. Goodbye, Stacy.
Bye, Lex.